This is Election Night 2019. I'm David Martin Davies. With me, Brent Baller in the studio. We have the latest numbers from the San Antonio municipal elections, ISD, and other local races. Brent Baller, what are the numbers?
Well, I can tell you this. If things don't change drastically, we could very well be headed for a runoff in the mayor's race. Right now, Ron Nirenberg leads Greg Brockhaus by 48-46%. Slim margin. In the council districts, it does appear that all of the incumbents in the council races, seven incumbents were racing. It appears that they're safe. In Council District 1, at least so far, Robert Trevino, 60% over Justin Hawley with 17%. Council District 2, you'll remember this is one of the open districts, open seats. Art Hall was filling this seat temporarily. Keith Toney is leading Jada Andrew Sullivan, 29-21%. Council District 3, Rebecca Villagrand is the incumbent. And she's got 59% of the vote over Liz Campos with 41%. District 4, another one of those open seats. Ray Saldana's not running. Adriana Rocha Garcia is 48%, just about 48% over Johnny Arredondo with 22%. Council District 5, Shirley Gonzalez, the incumbent, is leading Anthony Gress, 67-25%. The other open seat, of course, because is Council District 6. Greg Brockhaus vacated this one. Melissa Cabello Haverda is leading Andy Green, 46-37%. Council District number 7, Anda Sandoval, who's the incumbent, is over Trevor Whitney, 67-19%. And Council District 8, Manny Pelaez, 58% over Tony Valdivia, 30% of the vote there. Council District 9, John Courage is the incumbent, 54% over Patrick Van Dolan. With 41% of the vote. And in Council District 10, Clayton Perry, the incumbent, 66% of the vote so far over Renette King with 17%.
We'll be checking in with the campaigns as the night continues. I want to draw people's attention to the results we have so far for the mayor's race. It looks very tight. It does look like we will be going in for a runoff. That runoff date will be June 6th. And let's go to a... We did talk to voters today. As San Antonio went to the polls, they didn't go in record numbers with no presidential or senatorial candidates on the ballot, no big bond elections on the ballot either like we had 2 years ago. So turnout was low despite the clear weather. Some voters said it felt like it was an honor or it was their duty to vote.
I do believe that what we have in a democracy is a great idea and ought to be maintained and supported, and that's part of the reason that I come here.
This is the greatest privilege that we have as a United States citizen, is to express our voice for who we would like to have as a leader of our community.
Somewhat disappointed that the turnout, as I could tell as I drive around town and see the various polling places, that they're mostly empty.
I was raised to vote. Your vote matters, so I vote every election.
And that was Zach Klima, Carrie and Barry, and the polls closed at 7 o'clock. Now, there's a lot of excitement at the watch parties for the two leading candidates for mayor, incumbent Ron Nirenberg, and challenger Greg Brockhaus. Let's go to Brian Kirkpatrick, and he is at the watch party for Greg Brockhaus.
Thanks, David. We're sitting under some nice-looking live oak trees here at a very upscale Mexican restaurant near SeaWorld. Mr. Brockhaus arrived shortly after 7, addressed reporters, said he's confident he's got to keep Nirenberg under 50%. He says he thinks a runoff is looking likely. He said nobody expected our campaign to be here. He says if it does lead to a runoff, he will stick to the issues. And if he loses, he says the mayor's race does not define his life. There's lots of fire union guys here with their shirts on, a lot of families here, and again, just kicking back and watching the results come in, David.
And people feel excited? They think that this is a win for Greg Brockhaus?
Yeah, I talked to a retired couple. They moved here from Chicago 38 years ago. They live in this district, and they say he's done a great job for District 6. They're confident once people get to know him, he can win the whole citywide race for mayor.
All right. Brian Kirkpatrick reporting from the Greg Brockhouse watch party, where tonight his supporters are feeling very good about what they're seeing. Right now, he has 46%. He is trailing behind Ron Nirenberg. It is not a win, a straight up win for Greg Brockhouse, but that would certainly be enough if things hold to put him into a runoff, and a runoff night that would be on June 6th. And that would be all about who can get their people to the polls. And we've seen after election after election, the second place finisher coming out on top during the runoff. So this could probably be not the night that Ron Nirenberg was looking for. Let's go over to Joey Palacios. He is at the Ron Nirenberg watch party. Joey.
Good evening, Dave. So there's about 150 people here at Nirenberg's campaign party. It's at Augie's Barbecue on Broadway. The mayor got here around 7:30 and took to the stage almost immediately to talk about what could happen tonight. And things are still up in the air. He said it's going to be a long night, but they are going to be waiting here until the night finishes. When he spoke to reporters a little after leaving the stage, he said that he had thought that this race was going to be close, and that this is a race that's kind of been in the making for over 4 years, he said. He said that this is the work of the unions acting as special interest groups, and that has been going on for about 4 years or so, and that he said that Councilman Brockhouse is an appendage of the unions, and that Brockhouse has made that very clear. The mayor said that he's gearing up tonight to do whatever it takes he's ready for whatever happens, basically. That it is, he's ready for it to end tonight, or he's ready to take this campaign on for another month.
You're right. So it looks like Ron Nirenberg has already started the campaign for the runoff election. He's not waiting at all. Is he acting like he needs to be aggressive and not waste any time? He's got his work cut out for him.
Well, it seemed that way when he was speaking. I mean, there wasn't any surefire confidence that I necessarily saw that said that he was ready to take this and end this tonight. He looked like that he was pretty prepared for it to go to a runoff.
He was talking about running to unite San Antonio, and he was also talking about running against false choices that are being put before voters. Do you know what he was referring to?
Well, he wanted to paint kind of San Antonio. He didn't want San Antonio to look like it was divided, because he wanted people to come behind one candidate. And obviously, he's hoping that he is that candidate. But as we see right now, at least with the about 10 or 11% of registered voters within San Antonio that have voted so far, it seems that they do seem pretty divided.
Over at the Greg Brockhouse campaign headquarters, we heard from Brian Kirkpatrick. He was reporting that people there were rather buoyant and uplifted by what they were seeing. What's the mood over where you are?
Everybody here seems very optimistic. There's nobody that's saying, oh, this is the end, or this is the end of the campaign. Everybody here is still very optimistic, and they're watching the numbers come in.
Is there an anticipation that they could get a flood of numbers from today voters? Because what we're looking at are all the early voting numbers. We know that about 65% or even higher of the people who participate in these local elections vote in the early election part of the process. It's only a third of voters vote in the day of election. It would have to be a dramatic swing of the voters' sentiments in order to change these numbers dramatically enough so that he would be able to claim an outright victory. Joey Palacios? Yeah, thank you so much. Okay, we're going to wrap that up. We're going to come back with more election coverage here on Election Night 2019. I'm David Martin Davies. We'll be right back. And welcome back to Election Night 2019. I'm David Martin Davies. With me in the studio, Brent Bowler. We're giving you the numbers as they roll in for tonight's election here in San Antonio. And Brent, this is an exciting election. People were expecting things to be a lot more clear as the night developed, but it's becoming more cloudy.
Yeah, absolutely. And it certainly looks, at least at this point, unless something spectacular happens here, it looks like we're headed for a runoff in the mayor's race, and probably in districts 2, 4, and 6, which were the open seats, as you recall, in the city council race. So it looks like all 7 of the incumbents in the city council races are safe, at least at this point.
And what we will see as the numbers roll in, we have today voting boxes being counted right now, and they're being posted, and we will get those to the listeners as that develops. You know, when I went to go vote, I looked really hard. I didn't see Chick-fil-A anywhere on the ballot.
Really?
But that apparently was a major issue that was driving many voters. We spoke to a voter at Huebner Elementary polling station and this brand-new Bexar County voter resident named Clemma.
I saw what we did at the airport with Chick-fil-A, and I thought that was just such a negative factor for what the whole country stands for, that it's like, this is not right.
That became an issue that some people considered a gift for Greg Brockhaus. It was something that he was able to capitalize on. The question of whether or not the city of San Antonio should lease space at the municipal airport to Chick-fil-A, and Greg Brockhaus was able to capitalize that and turn it into something to mobilize voters.
Well, you were even saying earlier that in District 1, Roberto Trevino may have benefited from that to some extent, right?
Well, Roberto Trevino was a city council candidate who put that on the city council agenda. He may have benefited for that in his campaign, but it may have hurt Ron Nuremberg. So that's something to figure out as we move forward. But we did take a look at the candidates because they're going back. Looks like these two candidates, Ron Nuremberg and Greg Brockhaus, are going to face off again on June 6th in the runoff. Joy Palacios, our City Hall reporter, did profiles on the candidates, and this is what he has on Ron Nuremberg.
San Antonio Mayor Ron Nuremberg considers himself a neighbor above anything else.
While we might live on the other side of the street or in some cases the other side of the city, we're all working together to move this great city forward. And I am first and foremost a neighbor who wants my community to thrive.
On a Sunday morning, he's block walking the streets of the Hot Wells neighborhood on the southeast side. He's going to specific houses and some random ones.
Yes, this is a campaign season. Yes, we're asking for support and for votes, but we also want to hear from people about how we can improve the neighborhood.
He's on Monticello Court. It's a street without sidewalks, and there are fenced-in houses, many with small and large dogs eyeing whoever walks by. He stops at the house of Jeremiah Henley, who's mowing his lawn. He doesn't see us at first, so Nuremberg waves to him.
Mr. Henley?
He stops the mower and walks over.
How you doing? I was just leaving you a note that your yard looks great.
They start talking about road improvements in the area. It's a brief conversation. Nuremberg stops at about a dozen other houses and Hot Wells. Most don't answer, so he leaves a door hanger. He moves on to Misa Concepcion. A mariachi mass is being held inside the church. We're here because I asked him to take me someplace that he feels represents San Antonio.
San Antonio obviously was founded through the missions, and the fact that today they are not only cared for as World Heritage Sites and one of the places that makes San Antonio a unique city in the world, they're also living, breathing, vibrant centers of our faith community is a great statement about our city.
Nuremberg is 42, and he was born in Boston.
I became a Texan when I was 3, went to high school in Austin.
He attended Trinity University, where he fell for San Antonio. He met his wife, Erica, in grad school in Pennsylvania, and they have a son named Jonah. They owned a market research company together. Nuremberg also owned a fitness consulting company. He's worked for Trinity's jazz radio station, KRTU. Prior to that, he worked at the Annenberg Public Policy Center, where his love for public service started.
It certainly gave me an itch that I wouldn't realize needed to be scratched until I actually got into, local government.
Nuremberg entered politics in 2013, when he won the District 8 seat on the San Antonio City Council. He challenged then-Mayor Ivy Taylor in 2017. He won.
It was never a goal of mine to enter politics. In some ways, I try to stay away from the political side and just focus on the service of this job.
Nuremberg has started at least 3 major projects in his first term. Connect SA, his transportation plan, the Housing Policy Task Force, which resulted in the city's multi-million-dollar long-term housing plan, and an equity budget, where money is distributed to council districts that have historically been underserved.
I'm very proud of the fact that for the first time in a generation, forgotten parts of our community are finally getting the respect and the dignity that they deserve.
Nirenberg's first 2 years were not free of criticism. He campaigned against city charter amendments, which were initiated by the fire union and promoted by his leading mayoral opponent, Greg Brockhaus. Two out of the three passed. He's also received the ire of the business and hospitality communities over decisions to forego bids on Amazon and the Republican National Convention. Still, he says there are positive impacts under this council, some that can be felt now and others that can be seen over the horizon.
This administration, this council, has made serious, important changes that are delivering quality of life, economic momentum, public safety to our community. And we've just gotten started. We're on the right track. Let's continue to build on the foundation.
He says he's nowhere close to being done with improving the unique city that he loves. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.
And right now, looking at the election results, Ron Nirenberg has just under 48% of the vote. That is not enough for him to clear the runoff threshold. It looks like he will be in a runoff right now with Greg Brockhaus, who has 46% of the vote. And we still have voting boxes from today coming in. Joey Palacios profiled Greg Brockhaus.
Greg Brockhaus looks at downtown San Antonio and sees a bubble.
I think it's fake, and I think people lose track of their priorities when they're downtown. And it's cool. I mean, you get a business card title and you get an office, and everybody kind of caters to you.
He says that he spends very little time there himself.
I think that's why politicians, the longer they're in office, get more and more insulated from what really matters in the community.
Brockhaus says the city needs to return focus to the neighborhoods instead of the downtown core.
The whole machine, right, is built on this user interface where the resident has to come to the city. I think we take it on the road and we go back out.
He's optimistic about his chances for victory in the mayoral race.
I think the common consensus out there right now is I can win this thing.
He says his confidence in a victory comes from the recent mayoral debates.
I think the debates were a real game changer for us. When I got the chance to stand side by side by Ron, I think we've maybe debated 7 times or something like that. I feel confident we walked out of the winner every one of them.
Brockhaus was born in Illinois, but grew up in the Alamo City. He's 46.
So I've grown up my entire life in San Antonio, between Mission Road in the Harlandale area up to John Jay High School in Valley High.
He served in the Air Force for 10 years, and he graduated from what is now Texas State University. He worked as a mortgage lender and also worked in 2 city council offices, including Councilman Ray Saldana in 2011. He started a consulting business and contracted with the San Antonio Police Officers Association and San Antonio Professional Firefighters Association. When he first ran for the District 6 seat in 2013, he wanted their endorsement.
They didn't endorse me. That's a very important note for the record. They did not endorse me. But neither the police nor the fire. But we did hit it off.
Brockhaus lost that race, but emerged with a new relationship with the unions.
I offered them some ideas as a consultant. I said, hey, look, there's things you could be doing differently from a marketing perspective, from a political perspective, and City Hall, you know, and that's how the relationship built.
He says the police union had him on retainer for a few years, but not the fire union.
I'd never have been on retainer with the firefighters. I may have done a spot project for them, like I ran the streetcar campaign, the anti-streetcar. So I did that for them in 14-15.
Mayor Nirenberg has pointed to those ties and accused Brockhaus of being in the pockets of the union.
Ron is using a convenient talking point, and I don't, you know, everybody knows I have great respect for police officers and firefighters. I'm the number one advocate for them on the council. I've embraced it. I don't run from that relationship.
Brockhaus won the District 6 seat in 2017. Fast forward to 2018, and Councilman Brockhaus was the strongest supporter of the ABC propositions introduced by the fire union. 2 passed, marking a defining moment between the city and the union as they negotiate a contract. Both unions now support Brockhaus in his mayoral campaign. Brockhaus is married to Annalisa Brockhaus, and they have 5 children. In March, he faced allegations of domestic violence. One from 2006 involved his second wife, but Brockhaus has said that he was the complainant in that incident. The second incident was from 2009 and involved Annalisa, his third and current wife. The San Antonio Express News initially reported the allegations. Brockhaus admitted to the first incident, but he denied the second incident had ever happened.
I don't think there's anything more to be said about it. You know, I'm not really going to discuss that any further. My wife's vehemently denied it. She's issued a statement to that effect. I deny it.
In this race, Brockhaus says he's okay, whether he wins or not.
I've lost and I've won as a candidate. I can tell you 100%, unequivocally, no bull. I'm happy either way. Like, I don't care if I win or lose, ultimately, because I've ran exactly the campaign I needed to run. I've done everything I could with what I had.
He says he's ready to either become mayor or return to private life. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.
You're listening to election coverage here on Texas Public Radio KSTX. We've been focusing a lot on the city elections, but there are very important ISD elections, independent school district elections, happening in San Antonio tonight. And with me is Camille Phillips here, is here to tell us more about that.
Yes, hi. So for San Antonio ISD, there were three open races, elections going on, and current board president Patty Radel has the clear lead with 62% in early voting. Results are starting to come in for day of, but that same trend is continuing. Her opponent, who was endorsed by the teachers union, got about 38%. And then in District 2 with four-way race, Alicia Perry is the clear winner right now with 65% of the vote. She is the only one of the three endorsed teacher union endorsed candidates that looks like she's going to win. And then District 6, Christina Martinez has 40% of the vote, and her two opponents both have about 30%. That's where we stand right now for San Antonio ISD.
Right. So many people were watching the Patty Radel race, and she is the president of SAISD, and they were thinking that this was critical for this because she was being challenged by Janelle Rubio, and there was on really they were talking about the future of the district and if Patty Radel were to be defeated, whether or not the superintendent Pedro Martinez would continue to have that job, or if he would leave to another school district.
Right. I mean, it was more than just
courted by other school districts.
Patty Radel. It was all three open seats. The union endorsed opponents to the current trustees because they do not like the direction of the district that the current superintendent is taking it. Yes.
And then there is a lot of questions about Southside ISD.
Yes.
And that was a school district, but right now the state has taken over. The Board of Trustees really doesn't have any power. There's a board of managers in place. What would these people do if they were elected?
Well, right now, not much. There is some thought that if new faces are on the elected board, that it might encourage the Texas Education Agency to give them back local control. And right now in Southside, the new people are in the lead in all the places. The incumbents are behind. So they look like they want fresh faces.
Right. So the concern was that if the incumbents were able to continue the role on Southside ISD, that then the state would be reluctant to hand over control back to the board. But now it looks like that it may be a little more clearer.
Right. At least gives the agency a little bit more of a...
And another race that we're looking at is Harlandale ISD.
Yes, Harlandale is currently under investigation by the state and could possibly have a state takeover. Again, the thought is if you put new people on the board, maybe they'd be more likely to leave control in their hands. But the only incumbent that ran for re-election is Ricardo Moreno, and he is in the lead.
All right. I want to thank Camille Phillips, given he's our Texas Public Radio education reporter. She's watching these ISD races here in San Antonio tonight, and we're going to continue keeping up with those races as they develop, and also we'll be following everything happening with the municipal elections, including this exciting race for the mayor's seat. This is Texas Public Radio Election Night 2019. We'll be right back. This is election night 2019, municipal elections in San Antonio, as well as surrounding school districts and other municipalities in the Bexar County area. I'm David Martin Davies, and with me in the studio is Brent Bowler. And Brent, how are the numbers shaping up for the mayoral race?
Well, in the mayoral race, very, very tight. Ron Nirenberg, 48% of the vote, and Greg Brockhaus with 46% of the vote. So if things don't change considerably, it looks like we're headed for a runoff on June 6th. As we look at the city council races, you know, the incumbents are safe. There are seven incumbents, and it appears that that they're all safe. So the ones that we're really looking at this evening are districts 2, 4, and 6. And I can tell you in City Council Place 6, it appears that Melissa Cabello Haverda is leading Andy Green 46% to 35%. And let's look at number 6 here. Place 6 is the one that Greg Brockhaus vacated to run for mayor. So, so far, it's Melissa Cabello. Wait a minute. We just said that, right? That's Melissa Cabello Haverda with 46% of the vote over Andy Green, 35%. That's place 6. Look at council place 4, which is another one of those open seats. And it's Adriana Rocha Garcia with 47% of the vote. And the closest challenger there is Johnny Arredondo with 21% of the vote.
And that could go into a runoff if that holds. Let's go over to Paul Flav. He is in the field with Roberto Trevino. He is the incumbent city council member from District 1, and it looks like he may be going back to city council without having to go to a runoff. And Roberto Trevino, Councilman Trevino, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Congratulations on what looks like to be a good night for you.
Yes, thank you. Well, you know, we feel really, really good about the numbers and worked very, very hard throughout the campaign, and certainly proud of my team and working with all the neighborhoods to make this night what it is today.
What do you think were the big issues that your residents, your constituents in District 1 were supporting?
Well, the big issues are really about, really centered around neighborhoods and, you know, the fact that the city is growing at such a tremendous rate and District 1 is experiencing a lot of that growth and, how we respond to that development. You know, we're not against development. We just want compatible developments in our city in District 1. And, that was the top issue. We worked very, very hard over the last term to help create policies that help to provide protections for neighborhoods, to help provide voice to neighborhoods when it comes to some of these developments. I feel like we've brought a lot of people together. We've created pathways to really work both on both sides of the issue to keep that momentum going, provide compatible development in the city, and set that as a model for other districts as well, as well as infrastructure. You know, District 1 is one of the oldest. It's the oldest district in the entire city, and so therefore we have the oldest infrastructure. Anything from sidewalks to streets to drainage projects to bike lanes, you know, these are the kind of things that we look forward to continuing our work on. We've got a lot of momentum building moving forward, and Monday we start the first ever sidewalk repair program that the city has ever seen. It's a pilot program. We're going to use it to demonstrate why this is needed in our city and bring it to the next budget session this summer as we look forward funding to create a sidewalk repair program citywide.
All right. And I want to congratulate you. 2 years ago was a different story for you. You had to go into a runoff after Michael Montano kept you from getting 50%. And then you went into the runoff and you were able to come out ahead. This year, you're able to skip the runoff.
Yeah. Well, again, we kept it very, very positive, focused on the work. We were very, very methodical, continue to, you know, really work on the relationships that we have built with the neighborhoods, relationships we have built with the community.
Okay.
To make sure that, you know, we're addressing the concerns and issues facing the city. Of course, we also want to make sure that as a district that houses the Central Business District, that we're also keeping that great momentum for our business, for the economic vitality of our city moving forward.
All right, Roberto Trevino, District 1, thank you so much. We also have on the line, we have Rebecca Villagrand, and she is the, looks like she's ahead, and she's the winner for place number 3, City Council. Council Member Villagrand, welcome to our election night coverage.
Hi there.
So how are you feeling tonight?
Well, I'm feeling really good. I feel that we have demonstrated to our community how much work that we've done, and I'm very proud of our team. We were out there walking and talking and meeting with all of our residents and just sharing the facts to everyone.
58% of the vote for you. That's a solid victory. Where do you chalk that up to?
I chalk that up to us in communication with the residents, us getting out and sharing the story of the South Side and really hearing and listening to the residents and being in that communication.
All right.
And working hard.
Okay. Yeah. Rebecca Villagrand, thank you so much. That is place 3, District 3 for San Antonio City Council. 58% of the vote. Her challenger, Elizabeth Liz Campos, had 42%. Now over to District 7. Ana Sandoval is the winner for this evening, and she has 67% of the vote. And Councilmember Sandoval, welcome to our election night coverage. What do you make of these results?
Good evening, David. Thanks for calling and having us on. We're very excited about what the early vote total looks like, and we'll be waiting it out for the night. But have you called it yet?
I would pretty much call it. Yeah, let's go ahead and call it. I would put a bow on that. Yeah.
No one's called it yet. Well, now you have. You'll be the first.
I mean, with 67%, 68% of the vote, it would be very unlikely that there were enough votes out there in the world to change the results. So Trevor Whitney will be the second place at 19% of the vote. And so here you are with your first defense of the city council district.
Right. So just really excited with the results and extremely grateful to all the voters who are putting their trust in me one more time to serve them. We got a lot accomplished in the first term, but we are just getting started. And we'll still be working on a lot of the same things that we heard from the voters. And we heard it again this time around when we were at the doors and at the 200 neighborhood association meetings that we attended over the past 2 years, the 30 plus events that we held. I'm just really humbled and grateful for the opportunity again.
So we have this runoff that appears to be with between the current incumbent mayor, Ron Nuremberg, and his challenger, Greg Brockhaus. But we were with basically the returning city council incumbents. How do you think that would change the chemistry if we had a different mayor in the mayor's chair?
Well, you know, I haven't seen the numbers yet, David. We've just been watching our race right now. But obviously, with a different person, things change. I'm not really prepared to answer.
Yeah.
I apologize.
And I get that. All right. I want to thank you so much, Ana Sandoval, victor in your first defense of District 7 City Council with 68% of the vote. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And now I understand we have Greg Brockhaus. He is the challenger in tonight's city for the mayor of San Antonio. And Councilmember Brockhaus, you there?
Yes, I'm here, David. How are you?
Well, I want to congratulate you on the great showing that you have for this evening.
Yeah, look, I don't think, David, at the end of the day, I don't think a lot of people thought we were going to get to this point. So I got to tell you, we're thrilled with the result. We just hold on the rest of tonight, get this thing into a runoff, and then, a 3-week sprint to get back to voting and try to close this thing out on June 8th. So we're happy with where we're at. The momentum was with us. We started seeing the last couple of weeks of the race, and we just got to continue to work hard and talk about the issues that matter most to residents.
What do you think changed things? What made you come out so strong?
I think, obviously, the number one topic at poll sites is Chick-fil-A and more along the lines of the religious freedom issue. The religious equality issue, I think, popped up, but that was back in March 21st. So, that issue has been kind of a steady constant throughout the last 60 days. And I think also our opportunity when we started debating with Ron Nirenberg, I think we did fantastic in nearly every debate, and we walked out the winner on all of them. And in those conversations, I think people started to recognize there's a clear choice here, you know, a stark difference between the two of us. My plan is neighborhoods, families, and community-driven stuff, and Ron has a distinct plan. And in my opinion, like we talked about, you know, on your show, changing San Antonio into something that's not. And I think, you know, you can't ask for a better option than a clear choice. I think I've got that. Look, a first-term council member challenging an incumbent mayor, I got to like the position we're in. And, you know, nobody saw it coming, and I'm thankful for it. And we'll continue to work hard taking our case to the people throughout the runoff.
Sure, you're able to present ideas, but also you have basically an infrastructure to help you with get out the vote, which is the public sector unions that we have here in San Antonio, the police and firefighters. How important are they to you for presenting numbers on election day?
Well, I mean, look, I mean, they work hard for me, and they've taken care of me, right? I mean, we know that. Everybody knows that. They're out at the poll sites, and I'm thankful for that. I had 56 volunteers out myself today. So I didn't get out, wasn't counting who we were looking at or how many firefighters were out there. I hit about a dozen poll sites today. I probably, at least half of them I didn't see a firefighter at. So, you know, the things I'm doing, with my volunteers, people we had out, I'm proud of that. And I'm thankful for whatever, the police and fire can offer us. And we're appreciative of it. I've never ran from that at any moment in this.
No, I'm not asking you to. I'm just saying that, I mean, that's impressive, and that will certainly be something to think about on the runoff because you have those people ready to work for you.
Sure. I mean, look, to get out the vote's going to matter. It's a runoff. It's about, you know, bringing your people back out again. It's not so much about changing who you are.
I got to let you go. Congratulations again, Greg Brockhaus. This is Texas Public Radio. This is Texas Public Radio election night coverage 2019. We have interesting developments in the mayor's race, and we just heard from Greg Brockhaus. He is providing a successful challenge to the incumbent mayor, Ron Nirenberg. Ron Nirenberg has 58% of the vote, which is not enough to get out from a runoff. The runoff would be June 8th. And Ron Nirenberg, Mayor Nirenberg, I understand you're with us now.
Good evening, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great. 48% of the vote, not quite what you were looking for.
Well, we always knew it was going to be a tough race, a tight race, and we're prepared to win tonight or win on June 8th, whatever it takes.
What do you see? You've seen the pattern in these runoffs because you went through this yourself. When you challenged Ivy Taylor, you were able to come just 5 points within her when she ran initially, and then you came back during a runoff, and you were able to win the race that way. Do you see how difficult of a challenge this could be?
Well, we're always prepared for a tough race, and look, there's key differences between this race and 2017, obviously. You know, every contested race I've ever been in has gone to a runoff, and we're prepared to do what it takes. I fight for what's right in San Antonio, but 2017 was much different. I assembled a coalition of San Antonians. My opponent has assembled the coalition of the unions that are totally bankrolling his campaign. And I believe this is a result of them doubling down on their investment in Councilman Brockhaus. And, you know, I take it that, and I have faith that the public of San Antonio, the community, will double down on me, and I like those odds.
And Councilman Brockhaus just, you know, told us himself that, you know, Chick-fil-A was a big issue for him on this. Do you think that'll still be an issue with voters when they go vote a month from now?
If Councilman Brockhaus has declared that he's going to run on Chick-fil-A, Dave, and I continue to run on the fundamentals and the future of San Antonio, I like those odds as well. It shows and it speaks volumes about the kind of work that he has done and the vision or lack thereof that he brings to his work as a public servant. I'm going to continue on working on things that matter here in San Antonio, including transportation reform, economic development, fighting crime, and all the things that our community depends on. If he wants to continue to talk about fast food, I think our community will see right through that.
He's framing it talking about religious liberty. It's not so much about fast food. And it seems to be winning for him. Like it was a winning issue.
Well, I think I'm not so sure it was. I think what you're seeing is that the two special interest unions are totally bankrolling his campaign. He had zero support outside of that. And of course, they're spending a lot of money, completely undisclosed, to make sure that their message is out. He has been a tool of the public safety unions, has been for over 4 years, and you're seeing the fruits of their labor. But I believe in the future of San Antonio. I believe in the optimism and the hope of the community that wanted change in 2017 and brought me into office. And we have been delivering on that, and that's what we're going to continue to run on.
So we've seen a tough race already between you and Greg Brockhaus. Mud has been slung. Is that going to be what we're going to be seeing even worse going into the runoff?
Well, I will say this, Dave. We will talk about the facts. We will make sure that the facts are part of comparing and contrasting the vision that we bring to the office and who we are as candidates. And, you know, and that's what voters should make their decisions on and have been doing. And so we'll runoffs are never an easy affair, but we'll make sure that we're, again, once, as always, running on facts and the visions that are the differences in the visions that we bring to our respective positions.
So I heard you already give an address to your supporters at your watch party. It seems like you're already beginning the campaign for the runoff. You're taking this very seriously, it looks like.
As I told our folks there, and we'll continue as we watch throughout the night and into the next several years, this is not about a single election day. This is a fight for progress for our city, about making sure that we do what is necessary in the time that we are given to do what our community expects from us. And that's about, reforming our transportation system, working to make sure that every single person in this community has a city that treats right. them fairly, that invests in their neighborhood. So this is not about a single election. This is about fighting for progress for San Antonio, and that's what this campaign will always be about.
Mayor Nirenberg, thank you so much. Congratulations on coming out on top, but not enough to get out from the runoff. Thank you so much, and we look forward to having more conversations with you and Greg Brockhaus later. We also have Shirley Gonzalez with us to talk about her election night. Councilmember Gonzalez, welcome to our coverage, and congratulations on your win this evening.
Thank you very much.
And what do you take away from this evening?
So we ran a very strong campaign. I think people here in the community are finally seeing the progress that they've expected for all these years. So it was a great day. I felt very positive, the whole time. And so we're celebrating tonight here in the neighborhood with lots of friends and volunteers. And I'm looking forward to the next 2 years.
So District 5 is a one of the districts that has benefited from equity lens that we've had in San Antonio, trying to correct generations of imbalance with the budgeting process. Do you think that will continue into the future?
It has to continue into the future. We in District 5 are finally getting the equity that we needed regarding street maintenance and drainage and some infrastructure issues, but we still haven't seen the progress we need for our people. And so I plan to spend the next 2 years really focusing on the people of the community. We still have very high rates of domestic violence in this community, very high rates of child abuse, very high rates of unemployment. And so I plan to focus my attention these next 2 years really getting at those issues.
If there is a shakeup at City Hall with a direction in those ways of doing things with different leadership, are you going to fight?
I'm ready to fight today and moving forward. I think integrity and character are qualities that we should expect from our elected officials, that we can trust them and that they'll be honest and transparent should be without question. And I believe that Ron Nirenberg possesses those qualities, and I'll fight with him for the next month in this runoff.
So you're endorsing Ron Nirenberg right now?
I believe very strongly in Ron's vision, and I believe that the people in this city deserve to have a leader
who will stand up for them,
okay,
and who won't hide behind unions and won't hide behind other discretions that have been not brought forward as they should in this election.
Shirley Gonzalez from District 5, thank you so much. Congratulations on your victory this evening, and interesting that you're able to put that endorsement out there tonight. Let's go over to District 8. The winner is Manny Pelaez. Congratulations on your first defense of your city council race, Councilman Pelaez.
Thank you so much. It's you know, I'm very excited, but more than excited, I'm very grateful to the people of District 8 for renewing the lease on this model.
Yeah, so you were not able to get a clean victory 2 years ago. You went into a runoff, and you were able to pull out the victory then. Now that you've got 58% of the vote with tonight, do you think that you have been able to develop a core support in District 8?
I think that we, because I started running for re-election the day after my very first election, and we've been running consistently for the past 2 years, simply by being in touch with people, talking to them, visiting with them. You know, I've been face-to-face with thousands of San Antonians in my district over the past 2 years, in town halls and different events. And, you know, the number one job is listening and being able to sit down and have difficult conversations. And we've had a lot of difficult conversations about the direction in which San Antonio is going in. And, you know, San Antonio, what I'm learning and what I've learned over the past 2 years is that we all know where we've been, and we all are wanting to see leadership insist on our place on the world stage as far as where we're going. And, you know, San Antonio is no longer the sleepy, cool town that we used to be, and I think people are finally realizing that the complex problems that face us are going to require a certain complexity and sophistication in as far as solutions are concerned.
All right, Manny Pelaez, congratulations on your clear victory tonight, 58% in District 8, and we'll see you on the dais.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
All right, and so let's go back over to Brent Bowler, our numbers guy for election night 2019, and give us a recap.
Yeah, obviously the big story is the runoff with Ron Nirenberg and Greg Brockhaus. 48% for Ron Nirenberg, Greg Brockhaus at 56%. All seven of the incumbents in the city council races are home free. However, in districts 2, 4, and 6, those were the open seats. They'll all have runoffs. In District 2, it'll be Keith Tony and Jada Andrew Sullivan. District 4, it'll be Adriana Rocha Garcia and Johnny Arredondo. And in District 6, the seat that Greg Brockhaus vacated, it'll be Melissa Caballo Haverda and Andy Green. I might mention also that in Castle Hills, we want to talk about some of the outlying cities. In the mayor's race, it appears that Douglas Gregory is the winner there over J.R. Trevino. And there were 14 charter amendments in Windcrest. 14, yeah, most of them had to do with the recall process, and it looks like every one of those passed.
Yeah, that's an interesting story. Windcrest, they tried to have a recall, and it was became in 2018 an attempted recall of their mayor Dan Reese and two city council members, and their petitions had forged signatures. They also had Reese's allegedly contained signatures of him and his wife, and they said this is obviously a forgery. They put these reforms in place in order to try and clean up their recall process. 5,000 people live in Windcrest, but this is something I think a lot of people in San Antonio should watch and pay attention to, because it's interesting, and it says a lot about how cities are run.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right on that.
So back to the District 2 race, and we got Keith Tony there, and he's run before, and he's been in scandals before. He was reported on trying to basically sell his endorsement 2 years ago. That was reported by San Antonio Express News, Brian Chasnoff. Jada L. Andrews Sullivan is the individual that a lot of people were supporting. She got the Express News endorsement, and they were hoping that she would be the one. So that's going to be in a runoff. That's to watch. And this has been Election Night 2019. I'm David Martin Davis with Brent Bowler. Thank you for tuning us in.
Has been a special
special election night edition of The Source. The Source is hosted by David Martin Davies and produced by Kim Johnson, Jan Ross Piedad, and Dallas Williams. Direction and support provided by VP of News Dan Katz and editor Fernando Ortiz Jr. Voting return updates provided by Brent Bowler. Technical assistance provided by Ruben Garcia.